This is Dr. Olivero dictated for November the 29th, 2022. The first patient is Hugh Shilliday, that's name. S like in Sam, H like in Hotel, I like in India, L like in Lima, I like in Lima, I like in India, D like in Delta, A like in Alpha, Y like in Yankee. First name, H-U-G-H, Hugh. Number one, clinical case of a 82-year-old white male that is followed in the office because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. A2. This patient has a lengthy history of kidney stones. He had a bladder stone. Those stones have been evaluated and treated by Dr. Onishi. O like an Oscar, N like in November, Y like in Yankee, S like in Sierra, H like in Hotel, I like in India. Onishi. Period. Ever since then, the kidney function has been improving. During the last evaluation that was done in November the 21st, 2022, the serum creatinine is 1.9. The estimated GFR is 33 mL per minute. Albumin is 3.8. The potassium is 4.7 and the BUN is 44. The protein creatinine ratio is 246, that is slightly elevated. The urinalysis is consistent with a gram positive staphylococcus that is without any symptoms, and for that reason we are not going to treat the patient. Number two, the patient should have interstitial nephritis. Secondary to the kidney stones, as mentioned before, the patient had a patient has had retrograde, the stone, lithotripsy, stenting, and the kidney function ever since has been recovering and stable. Following number, the patient has most likely secondary hyperparathyroidism. There is no evidence of hypercalcemia. The PTH is 104. This patient used to be CKD stage 4. Following number, the patient has diabetes mellitus that has been well controlled. He has, according to the neurologist, diabetic neuropathy. However, the hemoglobin A1C has been around 5.5%. Following number, hyperuricemia with the uric acid of 8 milligrams per cent. We are going to start the patient on Uloric, 40 milligrams every day. We gave the complete explanation of the rationale behind the medication. Could be part of the treatment for the kidney stones. And the peripheral neuropathy, if he has the position that most likely is the case in hyperuricemia. Metastatic deposition of the uric acid, period. A following number, the patient continues to be with hypotension. The blood pressure today was 98 over 62. This could be part of the unsteady gait. We are going to ask the patient to check the blood pressure before he takes the metoprolol. And if the systolic blood pressure is below 110, we are going to skip the next dose. Period. If the hypotension continues, the patient is supposed to call us. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The patient is being treated with pravastatin, is very stable. Following number, atrial fibrillation. Status post-ablation in 2013. At the present time, is treated with the administration of apixaban. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and bronchiectasis, probably related to secondhand smoking, followed by Dr. Bassetti, B like Envoy, A, S, S, E, T like Entango, T like Entango, I, Bassetti. Following number, the patient has cholelithiasis. We are going to reevaluate the case in 6 months. Period paragraph, we invested 12 minutes evaluating the laboratory workup and comparing with the prior determinations in the face-to-face 25 minutes and the documentation 7 minutes.